It was a chaotic scene outside a courthouse in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. A crowd shouted, "Lock him up, lock him up." The target of their anger, Roger Stone. The former Trump campaign worker was arrested this morning and brought to the court to face 7 counts, including that he lied and obstructed special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible Russian interference in the 2016 election. Stone appeared after his court hearing. He raised both arms in the iconic Richard Nixon gesture of victory. Stone was unrepentant.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors. And as I have said previously, there is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself.
Those remarks came after Roger Stone was released on a $250,000 bond. To find out more, let's turn to NPR's Tim Mak. He covers national security for NPR. Welcome, Tim.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It was quite a circus outside the courthouse. Unpack what we just heard.
Well, you know, it was a very Stone-esque scene. He has been a longtime political advisor starting in the 70s, and he's kind of a proud political trickster. So you might think that even somewhere in the back of his mind, he might have approved of folks showing up and trying to shut him down with cries of lock him up. He has been now charged with 7 counts. Basically, the accusation is that he took steps to obstruct multiple congressional investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. During that campaign, of course, Stone was an advisor, then leader, an informal confidant, and a vocal supporter of Trump.
We know, as we have long known, that he was a fan of WikiLeaks. He publicly predicted during the 2016 campaign that there would be a new tranche of documents released, documents that would hurt the campaign of Hillary Clinton, and he called WikiLeaks' Julian Assange a hero. So already a sense of the relationship that Stone had with Assange. Question is, do these indictments tie him to Russia? What more do we know now?
Well, the indictment refers to a point at which a senior Trump campaign official was directed during the campaign to contact Roger Stone about possible additional WikiLeaks releases. And so the question now is, who was that? And who directed that senior campaign official to ask about what might be coming out next regarding Hillary Clinton's emails and the whole WikiLeaks scandal that occurred during the 2016 campaign?
Tell us more about what you read in the indictment, and I know you have read it. There are some references to the Godfather and even a threat to somebody's dog.
Well, Roger Stone, as part of this indictment, he's alleged to have threatened the dog of a key witness. Now, stick with me. There's a man named Randy Cretico. He's a host of a radio show up in New York City. And he has long been a fan of Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and has some ties with WikiLeaks. Roger Stone was trying to tell a particular story to congressional investigators about how he knew WikiLeaks or how he may have had some forewarning of what would come through the WikiLeaks dumps, and basically was trying to get this witness to tell his tale as opposed to the truth. According to the indictment. And so as part of it, Randy Cretico has a very beloved dog named Bianca. And Roger Stone, according to this indictment, is alleged to have threatened the dog.
Did anything happen?
Bianca is alive and well and actually appeared with Randy Cretico at his grand jury testimony last year.
So enjoying the spotlight. What does all of this add up to? When you have Roger Stone, you have 5 other Trump campaign associates who are under indictment for having contacts with Russia and lying about it. The White House told CNN that the indictment of Stone has nothing to do with the president. And the president tweeted this morning, "Greatest witch hunt in the history of our country, no collusion." How is this playing out for the administration and how close is this coming to the president?
Well, you look at the people who have now been either sentenced, convicted, or charged of various crimes and their relationships with the president. You've got Michael Cohen, the former lawyer. You've got Paul Manafort, former campaign chairman. You've got Rick Gates, former campaign advisor. You've got Michael Flynn, former national security advisor. Many of them have been charged with lying or something related to obstruction of investigations. And the question is, who were they lying for and what was the general common purpose behind that? We don't have a conclusion yet, but this is the big 40,000-foot question that we now face.
Okay. Tim Mak, NPR's national security reporter. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks a lot.